They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
Then we take Berlin. Sorry for that weird start.
What? What weird start? What
did when my volume was down.
Oh, that was fun. I've decided that those kind of things are part of our
charm.
Yeah. And also something I've been noticing about, I've been listening to lots of Kallax lately, and I've been talking about this. I talked about this a couple weeks ago too. How people apologize way too much. I'm so sick of hearing people be like, "Yeah, I don't really know why I put that track on. I'm sorry about that, guys. I mean, and we do that too.
I know why I put that track on, because I love Leonard Cohen.
And because me and Nadia could picture ourselves being the backup singers.
I wish they sold Leonard without the backup singers. So.
Yeah.
Because I love him, but I don't love the women singers.
Who else has backup singers that we don't like? There's a couple other people. I know that Nick Drake has one song with awesome soul singers in the background sometimes, but I actually kind of like that one.
I hate all of his backup singer songs. I hate them so much.
And they're not Muppets.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah. These are women that he has had sexual congress with.
You think so?
I feel like...
Do you know?
I don't know.
Got any dirt?
He's just one of those singers like Nick Cave, you know, who's like so super sexual. They've got to be his ladies. Or that's probably why he has them, because he loves women so much.
I always wonder about Nick Cave, too. I
mean, he's been married to the same lady, like, forever.
Right. I think that he's very, very tortured, and that's why he can write so many.
Like, yeah.
Faithful, but in a tortured way.
I don't know. I feel like he maybe had some special PJ Harvey time.
Yeah.
Some special Kylie Minogue time. Maybe he's, you know, they have an agreement. They could have an agreement.
Yeah. They could be like only famous singer ladies.
Yeah, or only if I'm there too. Yeah. Totally.
Only weird looking famous singer ladies with large mouths.
Kylie Minogue's just kind of pretty though.
Yeah, I kind of like her in a weird way. What's your cat doing? He's making lots of noise.
He is. Boy cat, what's the haps?
Ito.
I think it's because Mr. Me moved all these boxes around, so
now
it's like a whole new room.
It's all clean and spacious. It's nice.
We're working on it.
Although I have to say, I miss Mr. Nadia being around.
To make us snacks.
I know. He hasn't been around in weeks for our show.
Yeah.
And it's really not the same.
No.
There's kind of a quiet...
Yeah, I came home and I knew that he wasn't going to be here, and I was kind of hoping that his game was canceled so he'd be here to hang out with us.
I kind of was, hoping he'd be around too. We need someone in the room so that we can, pester and make fun of. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, we should get Replacement Brain to come over sometime.
Noisy cat.
So noisy. Oh, you know what it is? He loves chewing on plastic.
Oh, that's healthy.
Yeah, I hate it. I'll hear rustling upstairs and I'll run upstairs to find him with plastic like he has partially swallowed and I have to pull it out of his mouth.
Don't do that.
It's all fizzy.
Eat don't.
Sickening. Bad kitten.
So we should probably, speaking of apologizing, we should probably talk about why we're pumping it up. Oh yes, because I'm getting ready to go to the playa and I put a bunch of cheesy techno on the playlist for today. To get me in the mood.
I have a special beverage later on.
Really?
Well, it's not super special. It's just...
It's a playa beverage?
It's a playa beverage.
Is it like three layers of different kind of schnapps?
It's dust! I have a fan set up, and it's going to blow dust into my mouth. This is great. Also, these blueberries are going to rot in 2 seconds.
Right. Blueberries are very good.
Yeah.
Man, they're almost gone already. Nani had a huge bowl of blueberries.
Will can't bring that. I mean, Mr. Me, whatever. I think I called him Will all last show.
It's too hard.
It's not like I have a different name for him. Did you by any chance listen to Down with Pants last week?
No.
So I pulled a hangnail on my finger. And my finger got all swollen. So I guess like where I pulled off my hangnail got infected. And on the air, I made Will Lance. It was freaky. And now there's just a big piece of like dry blister where it was. Like right on the side of my fingernail. It was horrible. And it was hot. It must have been really infected. Like I could feel heat on my finger. Yeah. Munga was not happy. What are you doing?
He has kids.
Yeah.
He should be used to all the gross stuff.
Right. It, like, he didn't have to see it. He didn't have to shove a sewing pin in my finger.
Right.
Oh, it's nastiness.
It's really funny.
Don't pull off your hangnails.
Well, I mean, I guess sometimes you have to.
Or just, what is going, what? What?
What is the...
He really wanted your hand.
Yeah, he was being really, really pushy.
I got to play with Emmy's cat, Spencer, yesterday.
I love her cats.
Yeah. Lana wouldn't come downstairs.
I love Lana. That's the one I like.
Yeah. I was sitting in the living room, and I could kind of see the stairs, and I saw this fat little face on the stairs. I was like,
she's
Lana, she's so pretty.
But she's a cross between Spike and Zoe.
Yes. She has a sad face.
She's like the sad Zoe face and the Spike coloring.
Yeah.
Look, your cat is caught in the cord of you're tangled. You're going to... Ow!
Oh!
He just pulled on my headphones really hard.
And now he's putting his tail under my skirt.
I don't get why he's all freaked out by me right now.
They've been being pretty weird this weekend. They've been having a lot of late night racetrack games upstairs.
Yeah. It was so funny when I lived in the old house. We had someone staying downstairs who very politely came up and informed us that we had rats. We're like, oh shit, really? Oh god. And he was like, yeah, I can hear them scurrying around about the same time every night. And I was like,
yeah.
And that's probably just the time when Spike takes a shit and has to chase Zoe around for a while. Now the cat's on my lap. This is highly unusual.
Breaking news, people.
I know. What, the cat is on my lap.
Ito
still
is being
standing,
sweet.
Not like trying to sit and relaxing.
Of his 17 all his, pounds yeah, of weight on his tiny
pokey
paws.
Pokey paws with the claws. Just lie down and be chill. Be chill. Oh my god.
Aww.
You're almost being chill.
He's so handsome.
I'm feeling pumped off this music.
Yeah.
This is making me want to go dance on like a piece of staging somewhere. At some big dumping camp.
Let's walk out to that light, man. It's not that far. Yes, it is.
I'm so jaded now.
The light is always too far.
It is.
You suckers just wait till I do my art project next year.
I am so excited about your art project.
God,
I can't wait.
It's gonna be great.
I can't fucking wait. Are you telling people about it yet or
no?
Okay. But people are listening and they're going to... Oh, they can't know.
But they wouldn't get it anyway. Jared would get it.
Yeah, well, that's the only person who's listening.
Oh, okay. So, Jared, you know? They have those CDs with the pink... What is the pink stuff?
It's... I don't know.
This pink plastic
floof.
Hair sticking out of it to mark where the art projects go.
Ow!
I'm going to build a gigantic one way far out and maybe past the trash fence. And the pink is gonna be EL wire or neon or something, so it looks really enticing. And you get out there, and it's just a huge
marker.
CD with huge
marking where the art goes.
Pink crap sticking out of it.
I love it.
God, it's gonna get torn down the first person who goes out there. God damn it!
No, I think people are gonna think it's well, they're probably not. I think the funniest thing is that some people aren't going to know what it is, but are going to try to make sense of it.
Yeah.
And be like, interesting. It's a round silver with the pink. It's modern. It's... Uh-oh.
Oh, is it time for us to listen to this song?
Let's hang on.
Well, we could just... We can talk again in a sec.
Well, since we're... It's true. And I've lost my train of thought, so let's just listen to a song.
All right, we'll just listen to a song. We'll be back later.
Woo-hoo!
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up front, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Even the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rubber smooth skin, you say you wanna get my Benz. Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen her dancing to her with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back, so fellas. Fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Then tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back in the middle, but she got much back. Baby got back with the opening. Baby got back in the middle, but she got much back. Baby got face with the opening. I like them round and big, and when I throw it, I gig. I just can't help myself, I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal, I wanna get you home. And double up, I ain't talking about Playboy. Those silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy bubble. Makes a lot in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. Watching those rock videos, knock-kneed bimbos looking like hoes. Well, you can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. Word to the big soul sister, I wanna get with ya, won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Oh, till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of pimps won't like this song. Them punks like to hit it and quit it, but I'd rather stay and play. Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, yeah ladies, do you wanna roll in my Mercedes? Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back, baby got back with the open booty. Baby got back, but she got much. Baby got back with the. Yeah, baby, when it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36, only if she's 5'3". So your girlfriend throws a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. Honda got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt song. Brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it, leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. Ha! You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls were on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit 'em. So I pull up quick to get with 'em. So, ladies, if your butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT. Kick them nasty thoughts, baby got back. Baby got back
with you.
Baby got back
in the middle, but she got much back.
Baby got baby got back
in the middle, but she
baby got back.
Baby got back.
continue.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Satellite.
so many songs with background singers today.
We didn't realize it. Yeah. Wow. No, not really.
Yeah, no, we didn't realize it. And clearly, it's obviously best if Bowie's your background singer.
That might even save the Leonard Cohen song.
Yeah, you know, Leonard, if you just made friends with the right people, you're all in the same era.
Right. You're all cool pseudo-Buddhist peoples.
Weren't in Berlin at the right time. Oh, the cat.
He needs some attention
today. Yeah, he needs some serious, like, distraction. But here, this is this little thing I made. You can have this. Get it!
Yeah, Catito, you get it!
See, I have a little piece of crochet that I'm working on that didn't work out, so
it's
a tail
cozy. Yeah, you got it now. I'm not letting you go. Nope. Yeah. Trapped. Yeah.
Rub it on your face.
Rub your cheeks all over that.
Where's my camera? I have the camera. Hang on. We can do this.
Oh. Come on, Catito. Come on. Hey, guys, this is good radio. Oh, it's stuck to his paw. Ah, oh, jeez. Man, I can't reach it now.
Acrobatics. We're going back. Yoga is going on.
Come on.
No. Okay, we're going to totally take a picture. I have pictures of Spike and Zoe on here, too.
Stuck to you. Haha.
I'm taking this camera to the playa, and it's going to die. I know it is.
Is that the one that was found on the
playa? Yeah, it was found in the playa, so it's made for it. It's fine. But it's already kind of, like, crapping out of me a little bit. Like, it won't turn on right now. All right. Oh, come on. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. And the second I point it at him, he, like, scratches his face and doesn't play
and
anymore.
Knocks the toy too far away for me to get.
Get it. He's such a handsome guy.
He is a handsome lad. All right.
So what interesting happened to me this week?
Perform, you monkey.
What interesting happened to you, Nud? You went to see The Faint. How were The Faint?
They were so good. Their new album's really good. It's really? Like more dancey.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I should get it from you.
I don't have it yet.
I should buy it legally is what I should do.
I don't have it. Oh.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, and now it's out of battery. This fucking camera. What a lame piece of shit.
What else happened? Not much. I went to the mall today.
That's always fun.
People still dress real bad. I tried on some really short shorts to be funny. They just kind of looked like shorts. They weren't even that funny.
Why are shorts so in right now?
I don't know. They're gross.
They are. They're not flattering.
I saw all these super skinny preteens wearing shorts that had like a 2-inch inseam. Like, no joke. They were insanely short.
I have a pair like that I wear to Burning Man.
Right.
Because it's okay if your ass hangs out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird to see it in a mall.
It's really weird how the preteens... It's like somehow okay that they do that.
No.
But, with their parents and with, like, you know, the mall. And, like, no one's walking up to them and being like, hello.
Yeah.
But, you know, the second you get over, like, 18, if you do that, you're a hooker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call you then. Prostitute. Yeah. Fashion is really bad. The maxi dress? I don't get it.
No, I don't know.
It's hot right now. I mean, I wear, you know, long layered stuff a lot, but I don't think it's fashionable.
Right. No, I don't get any of it.
And the 80s, 90s sunglasses are really in right now, like the Dayglow plastic frames.
There's this one gal who comes around to Mabuzz who wears everything 80s that I hate, but she does it all. It's like, it's really excessive, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's still just like, she's doing it to be funny, not fashionable.
Oh, okay.
Like for a while in the 80s, it seemed like the swag was that everyone had was these sunglasses that had a neon bar on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really rubbery and cheap. And, like, McDonald's gave them away. And the malls gave them away. You can get them at the swap meets. They were just, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would quite often had branding on the side. And I had, like, several pairs.
Yeah.
But anyhow, she wears those all the time. And I have, and it's funny because that's what I associate with bad 80s, like, mm-hmm. those sunglasses, and I have not seen those anywhere.
Have you seen the ones that everybody's selling now that are just the slats of plastic?
Oh, right.
And I saw a few. You can always tell when something's about to hit the big time when the urban kids are wearing it.
Right.
Because everybody just steals from the urban kids' fashion, and they're stealing from the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All these kids in the neighborhood started wearing them, and I was like, oh, there it comes. Yeah, there was like a mall kiosk full of them today. They don't work.
No, they don't.
Yeah. They look foolish.
Yes. Oh, he's eating something. He's swallowing something.
He's eating the frickin' carpet.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Yeah. Hang
he just
on,
ate this really long thread of AstroTurf. And, like, I looked over and he had it. It was, like, you know, like an inch taking out of his mouth. And then he, like, pulled about, like, 5 more inches out of his body. He, like, backed up and, like, this huge piece of AstroTurf just came out of his mouth.
That was gross.
It was super gross, and I just had to explain it. I could have just been like, something gross just happened. I'm not going to tell you about it because this.
I planted some kitty grass for him to eat.
Dear God.
Yeah, he's obsessed too. He'll go hunt around for a little discarded piece of plastic.
Freak.
You don't get enough plastic in your diet, Ito? No. What else happened of fun?
I am so brain dead. I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I packed for Burning Man. I resent having that take up so much of my brain space right now. I want to have. I wanted to go see Human League this weekend.
That would have been fun.
I know. I missed that. I'm making lots of good food right now.
I love food. I made a blueberry galette. Ooh. This weekend. It was really good. Yeah.
Blueberries are really good. Oh.
No, we still have a few.
Yeah, we're having blueberries and wasabi peas and beer.
And beer.
Which is very... It's a weird...
It is a weird combo.
I mean, wasabi peas go good with beer, but this is a very creamy...
Yeah, English beer.
Yeah, English beer. It would go more with like a...
Biscuit?
Yeah, or cracker or something. Like
French
something
fries.
Really mild. Yeah. Mm. Not hot green pea.
Stop it.
Okay. What's the plan? Am I going to play something next?
Yeah, we're going to... We always start out our shows just like, we're going to... What did you bring? Oh, I brought nothing but math rock. Okay, let's just play math rock. And then we just start playing a bunch of silly crap.
Right? We just we seem to like just move into the silly.
Yeah.
It's natural evolution. And quite often it's, oh, I'm going to play a bunch of really depressing shit. And then...
And we just don't do it.
And then we don't. But,
But we're going to
We have out. So much depressing music, and we'd like to share it with you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're sad.
No.
Well, actually, I am having kind of a crappy day.
I just feel tired. And Sunday is always hard for me because I get work-related depression.
Because you have to go back to work.
Yeah.
I have work-related depression right now as well.
Yeah. So
I have every boy in my life is being fucking stupid. And if you think I'm talking about you, I probably am. I think that there was a convention or a conference where they all got together and decided to like pick me apart and criticize me and you know make my life crazy and hellish.
Yeah, I think that they're good at that usually. I mean, not mine. Mine would never pick me apart. He did beat me at Scrabble again this morning, so I don't know. He could do a little more to help me out.
I'm sure I'll get over it. I'm sure tomorrow everything will be fine.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about Scrabble more a little bit later, but we should play another song.
Ooh, there's a bigger Scrabble story. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
This is the state of my married life, is that I get a little testy over Scrabble.
I think that's a great sign.
Yeah.
I think that's you're doing very well.
Yeah. All right, let's play some depressing shit.
We're going to play some depressing, sad music.
For you.
Thank you. think I'm losing my head.
Search for me, words in my different fields. help you understand. It's not too late. Take up the cup, put down your weapons and choose. But you say life's so unfair. Or you say life's so unfair.
such a waste to burn down these walls around me, flexing like a heartbeat. We don't like to speak, don't talk to me for about a week. I'm sorry, it just hurts to explain. There's something going on that makes my guts ache inside. Because you've been
stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies, put a little something in our lemonade, and take it with us, put it half away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet nights, bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Where your arm can't go, you make it your own. but this is where your arm can't go, and your red sky at night won't follow me. It won't follow me now. I won't wear your shoes, and I won't clap your wings.
I'm shopping for shoes.
You know, when we first started doing our show, we would have the most in-depth conversations between songs because
we're very serious.
Yeah, I don't know. And hey, where's my music here? Oh, there it goes. And now we do so much internet shopping now.
We haven't fucked up this time though. Usually we fuck up a little bit because we'll be too distracted.
Oh, I'm distracted. Yeah. And
God, shoes are ugly.
Yeah, come on. God, shoes are really bad right now.
I hate
these
ones.
Sick of the flats.
I was trying to explain today that I feel like I'm too tall to wear flats because it makes me look like I just end in these bizarre stumps. You know?
Totally.
Yeah, and Robbie and Claire were like, too tall. I'm like, yeah, no, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Stumps.
I'm going to enjoy my witte.
Yeah, this is the special beverages that Vittekirk
beer
is. She
surprised me.
It's our favorite Burning Man beer, so I bought that.
What was the commercial that used to do that?
Oh, I don't
used to have the noise and then go.
Oh, I totally don't remember.
Too lazy to tip the glass. I'm just going to pour it like this.
Tip, 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 tip.
Yeah, Vittekirk's really good.
Yeah. Maybe they're loafers. Somebody said that there were shoes that look like these cute BC shoes at Target.
Oh my god! You have to look, though. I'm wearing the ones that were that are ripping off. Notice anything different about these shoes?
What? No.
That they're like a million times cleaner.
Oh, I was thinking that the white part was really clean.
Really white? They were so fucking filthy. I didn't expect them to come clean, and I took them out, and I was like, oh my god, I'm a pig. Because I wear them, like, every day. I mean, this was, like,
the gray
color. Yeah. The gray color. But look how nasty
they look. Very nasty. Yes. I'm just going to have to go to Target.
Target Boutique.
It's such a hassle. I guess there's one that I can bart to.
Which one?
The one in the Bayfair Mall. That's, like, attached to the Bayfair Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you love me again, Catito.
We trimmed the cat's claws while songs were playing. It was traumatic. We took a picture.
He freaked out.
Yeah, he makes a pathetic little meow.
He's such a little baby.
Yeah, pathetic meows. I have to hand off the cats this week to the cat center. I'm gonna cry a whole fucking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, how can I not? It's gonna be traumatic.
Handing them off to the ex.
To the ex who's gonna come and take them away from my house, and then I'm gonna be alone in the house. I should probably make plans to, like, leave the house and go to dinner or something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm just going to be really
cry. Cry face.
Total cry face. Mm. Like, and I've been having moments all week, too, where I pick up Spike, especially. For some reason, I think that Zoe will be fine. But
well,
I keep picking
she's
up.
She's just like, whatever. Fuck you.
I keep picking up Spike and holding him and going, I love you so much. Like, just having, like, little freakouts, right?
Sad. Yeah, Spike is attached to you. Ooh, this might be my section.
Okay.
This
so
might
I
be
think
my
we
section.
Found
casual sport.
Casual sport.
I call it, you know, shoes.
Shoe-looking shoes.
Yeah.
Just like we like beer taste and beer.
Beer taste and beers, guys. Those are kind of strange.
This is such good beer.
Yeah, you guys, do yourselves a favor. If you haven't tried it, Trader Joe's.
Do I have a mustache?
A little.
I'm going to do it again.
Josie's got a good head of foam going.
How's that?
That's pretty good. Oh, they just don't have them on the onlines.
My grandpa used to do it all the time, make beer mustaches. Ugh. It's kind of tingly.
Like this. I thought you were meant to play bad techno.
Oh, but we were in such a mellow mood. I can put on some. Here,
no,
here's some.
It's cool.
The next song will be bad techno, I promise.
Because this is just kind of nice.
Yeah, this is really nice. This is Planet Bolex.
If anyone can hear us out there, Josie and I are kind of hungry.
Oh, yeah, I know. We'd like someone to come take us to, hang on just a second.
Okay. Oh, Josie. Oh, God. No, look. He's doing the thing. He's doing the thing.
No, he's...
Oh, stop
what's
it.
What's he doing?
Stop it. Stop what? Enjoying that too much. Oh, it's because it's your scarf. Get. He loves these scarves so
much. Oh, no.
So
no.
In a special
your
way.
Your cat was doing special with me.
He was having special alone time with the scarf.
I have to use both hands for a second.
Okay. I'll, you guys can just leave it to your imagination what Catito is doing to her scarf. Ooh, we're on Wikipedia. What's going on? Oh, sorry. I like chips.
This is the thing. This is the thing I have to show you.
Okay. Oh, you should do your phrase, too.
Okay, I'll do that while this is loading.
Okay.
Oh, this is not working. What's a band we played today? Oh, how about the National?
Yeah, that's the one I thought of.
Oh,
God,
okay,
now he's looking at
so this is what the Calyx DJs do.
Oh, these are heinous.
That I've noticed they do a lot.
Uh-huh.
The Calyx would be like, yeah, so you heard some National? Oh, wait, this is not the right thing. Hang on. Basically, they look it up on Wikipedia and be like,
read some little
on
facts.
2005, on I believe it was Troubadour Records. And they can tell they're reading the internet. And you can tell. And then there's, you know, and then they have all these factoids about.
Yeah.
And then they also shared a bassist. The bassist is also in the band, blah, blah, blah. You don't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just
you
don't
asshole.
Have that kind of knowledge. We can tell that the Calyx DJs don't have that kind of innate knowledge because they're so bad at talking.
The second they don't have Wikipedia in front of them, oh god, I don't know why I've been listening so much lately. The other thing I've been doing this week.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's true. I need something on while I've been doing all this work around my house. That's what it is. The other thing they've been having a little plug for a show that's at the theater Artaud.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
Artaud. And every single Calyx DJ goes, now, at the theater, Artaud.
That reminds me of that
over and over. It's so
when you were getting into the band Terra Bolero.
Yeah.
And you called Rasputins, and you were like, do you guys have Terra Bolero? Do you mean Tarot? You're like, no, it's Tarot. And the guy would not stop fighting with you. And he's like, you can also say it Tarot.
I believe it is also pronounced. In some regions of the countries, they also pronounce it.
It's not coven like oven.
Did you watch that? Yeah, coven. What movie is that from? The American
movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie makes me depressed.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, it makes me feel really
uncomfortable. Oh, I was going to play cheesy techno. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Where
did promised.
I know, I promised cheesy techno and I will play it. Where is it, Nadia?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We're good?
Oh. Yeah.
Here they are.
See how they're not as cute?
They aren't
Nadia
as cute.
Find the
oh, but they're cuter than that.
Well, whoa. Yeah, they are cuter than that.
Tiny ankle boots. Yuckies.
All right. I feel like
glow sticks. There were glow sticks at the faint show.
No way. Whoa.
Did they come in other colors?
Just black, I think.
Well, black would be better.
There was glow sticks at the faint show?
Yeah, people were high.
I can see that. That would be, I mean, a fun.
It was at the Regency
experience
Ballroom?
For them, but not for. Oh wow, the
it
Regency Ballroom is fucking fancy.
It's
pretty,
humongous.
Isn't it?
Humongous.
Yeah.
Will's sister got married there.
That's really weird. We had one of our fundraisers there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, she was upstairs in the with the beams, the really top room. Not this was like the big open.
We have really good acts planned for our next fundraiser.
Yeah.
I can't.
Ooh. Ooh,
I know.
Can I
couldn't say that in the.
I will give you guys $10 of fun.
The cheapest tickets, I think, are going to be $40.
Oh, that's not that bad. That's really fun.
Maybe it's I'll like go until 3 a.m. kind of thing. It's like
I'll raise some funds with you.
Yeah,
I'll hang out.
I would recommend purchasing a ticket and attending rather than volunteering and helping me because I work people so hard.
No.
I can get you in for free, but
no.
I need to work.
No, because you'll make me do more than $40
it's
of
true.
Work.
It's true. That's what people always like. People are so obsessed with the free Burning Man ticket. And I always just feel like being like, you know you're going to spend 3 times as much on preparation and food and costumes and gas, right?
No, they don't. You don't think about that.
They just want that fucking free ticket.
Yeah.
I
can understand a free ticket if it's your first year. Like, how we had free tickets when it was our first year. We had those free tickets.
We had.
From a friend.
That gifted them
to us.
Shh.
Because it's hard.
I'm going to hell for that.
It's hard to understand your first year.
Yes, we didn't understand. We didn't understand how we should have bought tickets the first year.
But we got those free ones from a friend.
Yes.
So it was okay.
Good friend of ours. Got them.
Called a printer. But, yeah. The newbie, you can't tell them, like, really Burning Man cost you, like, $1,500.
Yeah. I can tell you right now how much I spent.
Oh, God. And you're a seasoned veteran.
I'm a seasoned veteran, and I work there, and they're paying for certain shit. And I'm still buying crap that I don't even know how I need it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Until this loads, though, let's go into Swedish Phrase of the Week.
Ah.
I have a very special phrase for Nadia this week. A phrase that I learned myself on the internet that is just in light of leaving for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
The phrase is, jag hatar envar utom du. And that means, I hate everyone but you.
Oh, that's
how do you say me too?
I'm so bad with pronouncing stuff. I won't. It doesn't even matter.
Jag också.
Jag också? Oxo?
Oxa? Oxa.
Oh, Swedish is hard for me. I'm really bad at making weird noises.
I can't say seven.
Yeah?
No. It's like Schwibibin. It's like
words.
SCHs and there's, it's just, I go up to Joseph sometimes and say seven again and I just can't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's like you have to know where they're putting their like tongue
and really
all that.
It's really freaky. Or is it six? I can't remember. One of them is really bad.
Really super tall Eric said that the hardest thing for him to learn in Japanese was that weird LR sound. You know how they kind of mix the L and the R sound? He said it was really, really difficult to learn. Because he was making fun of me.
I probably don't even hear it. You know, that's how I feel about certain languages. Is that your ear doesn't, it's not even accustomed to hearing it, much less saying it.
I have a Japanese friend at work who very, very often makes fun of his cultural heritage. His name is Kelly. Which is a pretty weird name for a Japanese kid.
Yeah. Is it spelled interesting?
No, it's Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Kelly Green.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's a funny name for a Japanese person because of the LR thing. So he says,
right.
Often says, Kerry.
Oh, I don't even want to say this on the podcast, how much I spent on Burning Man this year.
Here, just make a coughing noise and you can point to it.
Well, this has not happened yet. The gas and the hotel, and I don't think we're actually going to stay at a hotel. So, because gas is going to be like $300.
Fuck.
And this is how much I spent on food, $255.
Mm, that doesn't sound that bad to me.
And, well, there's other little things too, so.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6. Only like $600.
Yeah, okay.
That's a minimal year at Burning Man.
That's
$600.
Well, you know why? Because usually we're doing an insane theme camp that we spend thousands of dollars on.
But still, I don't understand why. How much? That, I mean, I bought lots of food and I made lots of crazy dinners to freeze. And I bought aprons. It's my accessory for this year. And I bought like $30 worth of aprons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that much?
No. It's a pretty good costume budget.
Girl's gonna have some aprons. Yeah, there's gonna be lots of my ass this
year.
Because it's like apron and nothing else kind of thing. So like my butt's gonna be sticking out a lot more than usual.
Nothing wrong
with that.
Remember
I had the year of the boob? And then I had the...
Now it's the year of the butt.
Yeah, it's the year of my butt.
Should we play some more?
Yeah. Let's just rock out to this. God,
let's go over
terrible.
To Opulent, guys. I hear that it would be Oak and Full Decline.
Oakenfold o'clock. And there was a sea of mushy pee stains on the ground.
Sick.
Barricading, you're making a moat between you and the Oakenfold. Remember that?
Yeah. I also remember that there was something shitty about that part of the playa last year. Oh, there was that fucking tube for the art piece. For Crude Awakening. There was the pipeline.
Oh, I never...
And it wasn't lit.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was like a 2-foot-tall pipe sticking... I hate that art. So I almost ran into that so many times.
Shit.
And it went for like half the length of like a whole block or something, or two blocks. It's horrible. Fuckers.
Light your art.
Yeah. Yeah, light your on fire art. Your art piece is all about...
Ow!
Oh, yeah, somebody else needs some nail trimmings.
Oh, that was Spuffy. Oh, hi, Spuff.
Yeah. Oh, these boots.
They're not that bad. I kind of like the plaid. Well, I mean, I have plaid ones in these.
Yeah. I'd have to try these on.
We have 15 more minutes. Did anyone respond and say they're taking us out to dinner?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to write a little sad face to Romy.
Is anyone listening?
No. Oh, what? Oh.
Oh, sorry.
That's cool.
I think that was not a song.
Oh, I can play a song. Here, we're going to play some songs. And we might not come back.
No, we'll say goodbye.
Well, yeah, we'll say really brief goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. What am I playing?
Are we going to play more depressing music, or are we going to...
No, no, let's bring it up a little bit.
Bring up the energy a little bit, because, you know, I'm pumped from that techno.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sad.
Once again, we'd like to mention that if you don't know who that was, you probably shouldn't be missing out on life. You might not be our friend.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, yeah. We played that was Revenge of the Fish Dance by John Lurie. Last week we played Fish Dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was Revenge the Fish Dance. The sequel.
Part two.
Oh, that joke never gets old. That's our time.
Now we're going to...
Not have pho.
You're not going to get pho until you come back from Burning Man.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Can we just, is there anywhere around here you want to go for dinner? Do you want to go get like a taco at San Jose? I'd go get a beans and rice, probably not vegetarian taco.
That doesn't even sound good
at all.
That doesn't sound good. I'd rather just eat some crap.
And
I have
beans and rice.
Right, I could just make my own tacos for $0.
God.
If anyone wants to take us out to pho.
Someone's listening, but we think it's Greybeard, and he's far away and can't help us with soup.
Come get soup.
Come fly down and take us out to soup.
Yeah.
You should fly away from your...
Where do you live? Santa Rosa or something?
Oh, I thought it was flying distance.
Well,
that was like Seattle or Portland or something.
It would take a while to drive, like an hour.
Yeah. We'd have eaten something crappy by then. God.
Fine.
Okay, well, we still haven't figured out Skype, so we don't know if I'm going to call in. I'm at least going to call in. I mean, you could just do little tiny little podcasts. So.
Right. If you call in to the number
or
something.
I'll leave messages.
Might be some sort of truncated podcast or no podcast for a little bit.
Yeah, downloaders might get something.
Maybe.
I'm going away for 20 days.
That's
I can't
insane.
Fucking believe I'm going to go be in the desert for 20 days.
When's the last time that there was a 20-day span that we haven't hung out with each other?
Never.
Basically never. Oh, that's crazy.
Never since we've met.
Wow.
Because you've always gone on Burning Man with me.
My first one I'm missing.
This is really sad.
Oh, let's just
Jesus
let's just go.
Christ.
We've
got to play the song. We got to go. All right. Here's oh, you're dumb. I can't even. Here. Oh, but I. Okay. I'll finish my Woody.
Okay.
In her honor.
Tip a.
I'll tip some Woody into my gray water tank
point
for
two
you.
And the playa.
I won't tip it under the playa because that's bad,
that
but I'll
bad.
Tip it into my gray water tank.
Oh, Graybeard, sorry. You're going to have to start like a
All
minute
right.
late.
All right.
We're going to do the outro thing, though.
All righty. That's it for me and Nadia. We'll be back.
Aww.
It's okay. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Why, Beaker, you're hauntingly attractive today.
Oh, sorry, my computer just made an error. That's really funny. No, really, bye. You're hauntingly attractive today.